Hello, listeners, and welcome again to Cinema Three Way. I am John Madden, and
I am your favorite Turkish girl, Birsan.
Hello, we are coming to you from the streets of San Francisco. For this portion of our program, we're going to be talking about John Ford, and this is the first movie we're going to look at. Is his Oscar, first Oscar, 1935, Best Director. The film is The Informer. It is the story of an Irish friend. He's a lunkhead. He's like a big dumb brute who betrays a friend to no small consequence, and how he copes with his bag of silver.
Yeah, don't do that. And in that movie, we see even though you're a good-hearted man, you're a good man, but desperation can make you do some things that you don't want to do, and then after that, it's sad. You may be so sorry for that, but it's too late, too little, too late. And then,
well, yeah, love especially as a motivator for making a mistake. The quest for love and the quest to escape a situation through love isn't a good enough excuse. You know, some things you just can't do, and informing is one of those things. So John Ford won an Oscar for this. The film is rightfully famous for its cinematography. It was all shot on a very small stage. What do you think of how it looked with all the fog and whatnot?
It was... I cannot say it was the richest John Ford movie, because when you compare the others, definitely I've seen better ones as a cinematography at least. But the fog, the colors, it definitely gives you that suspense feeling. Mm-hmm. And you're always like, you're waiting what's going to happen next. And then the color is a little bit sepia, I guess. That also
gives... Well, it's black and white. So, I'm impressed. It must have been fantastic cinematography if you remembered it in color.
I do remember.
Rightfully famous for
sepia, especially the church scene.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not at all. But and that's very telling that you remember it as such, because that is actually the convention for flashbacks or old timiness, is to show it
really?
In sepia. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's like how we always have to...
I'm the living proof of it.
Yeah, I guess it's... I'm going to have to remember that if I want somebody to think it's old, you know, to use the sepia a little bit more. I stay away from that, but...
The acting,
yeah.
Remember. Mary, she waited for him. She was, like, so loyal, and I think that is one of the most important themes in John Ford movies, loyalty and
Definitely.
Family values and, you know, being honest, being lovable. She waited for him, even though he wasn't worth it, maybe, in a way. I don't know. It's questionable as well. And the closing scene, I don't want to give spoiler, but that was one of the best...
Yeah, that was transcendent right there. That was...
Yeah, without, like, I don't know how to say without giving spoilers, but that was very fair.
Yeah, I thought it was extremely fair on the part of Ford, because loyalty is like one of his hugest themes throughout all of his work, is this notion of loyalty. And, you know, this is a movie about an informer, a betrayer. And that's pretty...
It's such a sad story. So sad.
Yeah, he's about as kind to an informer as you can be. Which really makes you realize how fair he's being in his later films that deal with loyalty, too. You don't feel like... He's not being vindictive. He understands both points of view.
Exactly.
He just very much takes a side. Is like, but this ain't right.
Yeah, in a different way than the Fuller. Ford has good guys and the bad guys in the movie, but none of the good guys are totally good, or none of the bad guys are totally bad.
Yeah, just because he has a definite moral outlook on the world doesn't mean his characters are not balanced or developed, or you know, if not, maybe not, you know, yeah, I guess sympathetic. I mean, Jippo Nolan, played by the huge hulking Victor McLaughlin, is extremely sympathetic, but you know, you can't you want to be an informer, bad things are going to happen to you.
Exactly. And then I think he has this outlaw person love. He loves his characters and he cherishes them even though they made bad things.
Yeah, he likes outsiders for sure. And that comes from his Irish experience in northeastern America, where the Irish are just hideously persecuted and treated like crap by the dominant WASPs. Growing up, he had to deal with all kinds of prejudice and various racism. Well, yeah, you can't. I don't know if you could call it racism, because A, there's no such thing as race, and B, is a nationality a race? Well, as far as the English are concerned, the Irish are a race.
One more thing about movie, like, it's a good point. Even though you don't know anything about the Irish history or Irish Rebellion, you get to know many things, you get to see and you get to understand many things with this movie.
Mm-hmm.
That is another point beside the story of it, the personal story of it. That is the background.
What did you take away from it about the Irish, the struggles, the troubles, the Irish Rebellion, the Black and Tans and versus the IRA?
That wasn't easy. It was an easy life. You get to see how poor they are, how desperate they are. That's why what kind of things they can do. And that was also funny when they see the solution is in the America. Oh my God, I need to go to America. Let's move to America and then everything will be okay.
Wow. And even when dealing with a traitor who has cost them something severe, the IRA try him in a court of their own with evidence and witnesses and go out of their way to be fair, whereas the English just pay people off and go and murder them in their homes.
Yeah.
In front of their families.
At least they try to be fair. That's something, I guess.
It's definitely emphasized as the two ways to handle people. And the one way is show up with troops and kick in the door and blow people away, and the other one is have a court and witnesses and figure out if the guy's got, you know, give them due process, even though they're technically a terrorist organization.
Terrorist?
Yeah, oh yeah, the IRA were classified as terrorists, even by the United States.
Wow.
Well, of course, our population supported them a lot, but, you know, a lot of our population didn't, and our government never did.
Yeah. And beside that, it was my first Ford movie. Like I said, I don't think that there was, like, enough characterization. They were not deep enough and the storytelling was not that strong when you compare it to Fuller, but that was definitely different. And I'm looking forward to watch more Ford movies.
Yeah, well, you have we've watched four, so we have 141 to go, and we'll be right back with another movie.